You're listening to Weekend Joe, driven by Munganass St. Louis Acura here on ClaibsOnline.com. The fun and games start after this.
Hi, everybody. I'm Peter Munganass with Munganass St. Louis Acura, here to talk to you today about some benefits of Acura's certified pre-owned program. After passing a 182-point multi-point inspection, Acura backs all of our certified pre-owned cars with a 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Munganass St. Louis Acura has new inventory arriving daily. Come on into Munganass St. Louis Acura today, meet our award-winning team, and find that perfect certified pre-owned Acura for you.
The weekend just got more entertaining. It's Weekend Joe on Claves Online, driven by Munganass St. Louis Acura. Hear from some of the big names in St. Louis and national sports every weekend. And now, here's Joe Roderick and me. I'm Andy Hanselman.
And we're back with another week of Weekend Joe, driven by Munganass St. Louis Acura, Munganass Burkhart Alton Toyota, here at ClavesOnline.com. I'm Joe Roderick, joined alongside by Andy Hanselman. Andy, all good up there in Maryville?
So it's Thursday night, Joe. And
yeah.
It was another stormy night here in the Carbon of Glen in Collinsville. I was at the Glen Carbon headquarters of MPM Industries, and I decided to wait it out until the storm passed. Joe, I'm pretty sure a tornado passed right over the building.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. Now, it wasn't much of a tornado. It was just some spinny stuff up in the air. It wasn't like anything on the ground doing damage. But I walked up front, which faces the east, which is the way the storm was moving, right? And yeah, there's rain blowing at the building. So it was.
I saw pictures on the 2Fox, and they were showing that a tornado had touched down around Eckerd's.
Yeah, there were tornadoes everywhere.
Yeah, and they're showing that. They're showing pictures of the tornadoes at Eckerd's, and I'm like, oh, that's the running trail. I'm very familiar with that running trail.
Joe, I just sent you a picture from about 5:50 p.m., about 2 hours ago, and it doesn't quite do it justice, but you get the idea of what's happening here. This is great for the listener, I know.
I'm sure you'll post it on your socials, and they can go and they can view it there.
I don't do that, Joe. I did tweet at Steve Templeton with this picture, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like things are forming.
There was big things forming, and the skies opened up right after that, and it was bad.
Man.
So, but no damage here at the broadcast center. No damage at the world headquarters.
Yeah.
So everything's good. So everything good at your casa?
It is. Yeah. It's too dark outside right now. I kind of want to drive around the neighborhood and see what damage there was, but I imagine that's all come and gone now.
Friends across town posted some pictures of some down branches and things like that. Maybe a gnome knocked over.
Yeah, I want to see, some no trees.
No one lost a roof in this thing or anything.
Not that I've seen, no. I heard a lot of power outages and stuff, but yeah. Everything seems to be pretty good.
He had his sleeves rolled up. He had Kristen and Kent. They're helping. And about 5:45, like, oh, there's another one. Oh, there's another one. Oh, there's another one. There were like four or five.
Yeah, there was that little streak, that little strip coming out. And I tell you what, I mean, I thought it was supposed to be like this from like 1 to 7. And really, it was like it from like 6 to 7. So yeah, it was, we got pretty lucky with it.
Sure did. So everything's all good, though.
So hopefully you, the listener, also okay as well. And I guess good news that there was no Cardinal game tonight. So there were not a lot of people downtown out and about doing their thing. So hopefully no real damages, no real injuries, anything like that.
Yep.
Was anybody there at the office with you, Andy?
Yes. One of my security people were there with me.
Yeah, you need the security people. They don't leave until they're not off the clock until you're safe and sound at home, right?
That's correct. That's
yeah.
Correct. No, just another guy, and he was getting ready to leave. I'm like, and he was going to head towards Alton. And I said, you shouldn't do that right now. That was at about 5:30.
Yeah.
He goes, why? And I said, I pointed up at Steve on my TV.
Oh, yeah. You have the TVs in your office now.
I do. It's nice.
Yeah, you were able to watch the Masters on those last weekend, Andy. Yeah. And I will tell you this, maybe for the first time ever, at least in 20-some years, Andy, I didn't watch a single hole of the Masters, not a single shot.
Really?
All Masters weekend, yeah.
Boy, Joe, I don't think I missed a shot. I had... You know, the way that they do it now, you know, they have the best app in the world where you can watch Masters on the Range, which is just like them showing people on the range, and Amanda Baleonis, not Amanda Renner anymore, by the way.
Okay.
doing interviews. It's not real exciting. But on tournament days, they have the featured groups, and they have Shane Bacon on the call. I saw Shane Bacon when I was up in Milwaukee last year. He was filming something for like Drive, Chip, and Putt up at one of the golf courses I played at. And then Colt Knost and Smiley Kaufman are on that broadcast as well. And so what they do is they just kind of flip back and forth between two or three featured groups. Actually, it's four featured groups, but it's 2 a.m. and 2 p.m, but they always overlap a little bit. Mm-hmm. Fantastic way to watch the Masters. Then they also have the Amen Corner coverage, which is 11, 12, and 13. And then they have 14 and 15. And I believe that's it as far as what they do on the website. But they do the same thing. They put the same broadcast, Joe, on Paramount Plus.
Right.
So if you have the Paramount Plus app, you on your television, you can tune in there. And then, of course, having the TV and cable, a cable account signed in with the Spectrum app at the office. I was able to watch the ESPN broadcast on both days as well. So lots of Masters coverage. And then Saturday and Sunday, Joe, I by Sunday afternoon, I'm like, I watched too much of this.
Yeah.
I was also coming home every night and watching live from on the Golf Channel. I know everything there is to know about the Masters, and I've watched enough.
So your thoughts on Scottie Scheffler winning and pretty much just dominating the
He's just been dominating the entire year with his, I think he has this, I think that was his fourth win this year or something like that. And with on top of a player's top of the player's shame. And I think Tiger Woods is the only person to ever win the players and the Masters in the same year. So he's not quite in Tiger territory. No one played as our friend Jay Randolph Jr. would say, no one played the game like Tiger. But what Scottie Scheffler did on Sunday, and you knew it on the ninth hole, Joe, he hit about a 330-yard drive and hit a lob wedge from 105 yards to about 6 inches on number 9. And from there, it gave him a 2-stroke lead, and then he put on an absolute clinic on how to play the back nine at Augusta on Sunday. It was an absolute clinic. It was unlike anything I'd ever really seen before in my life.
Well, talk to me. I mean, you golf a lot, and to be in that kind of zone. I mean, we see, you know, we have seen the great golfers like Tiger Woods, when they're on, and then we see, you know, it doesn't happen often, but you see them miss cuts and have just terrible rounds or shots that make them look like one of us, or they'll put a snowman up there on the board. But when you're just locked in like that, I mean, how does that happen with a golfer to where they will take a million shots, and suddenly for those 65 shots that day, everything just clicks?
You know, I've never been able to put all of it together at once. You know, I look at the four aspects of the game: driving, you know, tee to green, chipping, and putting. And when all four mesh together is what you see is what Scottie Scheffler did on Sunday. And that's why those guys are get paid to do what they do. And that's why I don't, because I've never been able to put all four of those together. I've excelled at in all four of those areas from time to time in my game. But what they, Joe, it's just, it's all mental. It's all just, it's mental muscle memory is all it is. Those guys have hit those shots a bajillion times and they're able to focus on the shot at hand and they don't worry about what happened last shot. They don't worry about what's happening next. They worry about what's happening in the present. And that's how you, that's what happens in that when you're in a zone like that.
Yeah. We, so that was the past weekend. Again, I didn't watch it. I also didn't realize it was Vern Lundquist's last broadcast.
It was. And so, during the featured groups on a Sunday morning, cause you could also watch featured groups. You didn't have to wait for the broadcast to come on at 2 o'clock on CBS. You could watch featured groups in the morning. So Joe, I got up at like 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, or turned the TV on 9 or 10 o'clock every morning. So I had it on for, it feels like 96 hours. I had it on this weekend, but yeah. Vern Lundquist was waiting to go because Tiger was the first to tee off on Sunday. Cause he was last place. Mm-hmm. Played a amazing round. The amateur Neil Shipley, who made the cut, got to play with him. He was the lone amateur and was in Butler Cabin. Hello friends at the end on Sunday night. But so as Tiger's leaving the 16th green, he sees Vern sitting down there by a tree and goes over to shake his hand. But of course the shot that they get on television, it looks like, I mean, Vern's behind the tree. You can't see him shaking his hand. And so it looks like Tiger's shaking the hand of the tree.
Yeah. His favorite tree on the course.
Favorite tree on the property.
Yeah.
You know, Vern Lundquist, a class act, a staple of the Masters for the past 40 years, you know, some of his most famous calls were on number 17 in 1986, the yes, sir. And then in your life, have you ever the chip in for Tiger Woods in 2005 on 16 and in calling all the holes. Most of the holes in one of the Masters have happened on 16 right there in front of Vern Lundquist. So he's seen a lot. He's done a lot and he'll be dearly missed. But, you know, his age was showing on Sunday and he made a lot of mistakes. Just, you know, misspoke names, just each time they cut to him, there was just a little thing. But, you know, he's an 85-year-old man, 84-year-old man.
Right. And on top of that, I also imagine the emotions were with him, too, about being, you know, doing his last few holes and wanting to be perfect and also soaking in everything, too.
Yeah. Jim Nance had a very nice tribute to him at the beginning of the show and also after the final group left 16 and they cut back and they had another nice tribute to Vern. So, but yeah, Vern Lundquist will be missed, but I'm sure CBS has a great roster of announcers to fill those spots. Trevor Immelman is just absolutely fantastic in the role with Jim Nance as his sidekick, taking over after Sir Nick Faldo left. I want to say 2 years ago, this is the thing, this is Trevor's second year in the boot in the 18th tower with Nance, and just an absolute fantastic broadcaster, kind of Tony Romo-esque when Tony Romo was new, and just the analysis that he's able to give and what Dottie Pepper does on the course.
And a Masters winner too, Trevor.
Yeah, Romo, he won the green jacket back in 2008.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a fantastic weekend. Always hate to see it go. Joe, I had a friend go to Augusta National this week, and he brought me back some ball markers and a divot repair from the Masters gift shop.
So yeah, they had the Masters one in your bag. You got the Live Golf one in your bag. Do you have one from the PGA Championship?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Have you worn the Live? Have people questioned you when you've worn the Live stuff out on the course?
Oh, I only have the towel. The towel is actually hanging down here in the studios, Joe.
I didn't get you a hat.
Nope. We couldn't find. We didn't think that there was going to be one big enough to fit my noggin.
That's. I mean, I know. I remember. We video chatted as I was walking through the gift shop.
Yep.
And yeah, we weren't able to.
Think that they're going to be deep enough. So yeah, no, I just got the towel and the ball marker. So
nice. I was gonna say I didn't know how that would go over. Like, how does that go over with people if you have the If you wear the LIV stuff, is that amongst golfers? Are there people that dislike the LIV?
I've seen guys out there wearing the stuff. I've never said anything to anybody. If you like LIV golf, you like LIV golf. I don't care. I do find it odd that the guys from LIV, like when they're playing in the majors, they wear their LIV team uniforms.
Yes.
Patrick, you know, Bryson wears the Crushers uniform, and Phil wears his High Flyers uniform, and they don't have any of their sponsors on their shirts. They're also, I mean, Phil is still sponsored by Callaway.
Yeah.
I think DeChambeau is still sponsored by TaylorMade. And who else? It's weird. I don't know. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I remember that, like, walking around there and seeing all the teams. I didn't get that. I didn't do my LIV research before I went out there. I just went. Somebody said, "Hey, I got tickets. You want to go?" Sure. Okay.
The captains of the teams, like, have a vested interest in the team. Like, they have a stake in the game. Mm-hmm. And the captains are the big names, like Bryson, like Phil, like Patrick Reed, like Sergio. They all have stakes in their teams, and so when they do well, when they make money, they make additional money on top of what they're making.
Well, Andy, that was last weekend. This weekend going on in St. Louis. Blues are done. No more Blues hockey on the year. Andy, I could not tell you right now what the Battle Hawks are doing on the season. I know they had a game on April 6th, and I only knew that just, number one, because it was my birthday, and number two, because it was WrestleMania. And I thought, I am not going to that on that day, but that's all I knew. I don't know when they've played this year. I believe they are 2-1 on the year. And Andy, looking at it now, apparently they are playing at the Dome on Saturday. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Saturday was a big sports day in St. Louis.
Last Saturday was, yes.
Yep.
This Saturday, you have the Cardinals in town.
Right. It's going to be free butter.
This weekend, if you listen to Daily Cards on Friday, I believe Rammer and I will have some tickets to give away for the weekend.
Shut up.
Yeah. But Andy, you also have AEW Dynasty Wrestling. AEW, ooh, their new pay-per-view Dynasty is at Chaffetz on Sunday.
Are you going to that?
So this weekend, Hudson has a baseball tournament in Nashville, Illinois.
Okay.
He plays at 2:00 and 4:00 on Saturday, and then in pool play. And I don't know where or what time he'll be playing on Sunday. If he plays at noon and they're 1-done, I'll come back and then maybe I'll go for a little bit.
Are they playing at Titan Stadium?
They are playing. They are. This is Nashville, Illinois. Nashville, Illinois.
Oh, I was confused.
Yeah, 45-minute drive.
Ah, okay, not 5 hours away.
No. So I don't know what field they're playing. I'll tell you what, though, for our listeners out there, this is Andy. I don't know if you saw on the fan page this past week. I went to the new Rawlings experience.
I saw that it opened, and I didn't know if you went or if you stole the pictures from the other thing.
Nope, I went. I went to the Rawlings experience. I went out there and by myself. If I go back with Hudson, God, I'm going to spend so much money there, and it's going to make me sick to my stomach. Because there's so much cool stuff there. I just bought myself pullover for coaching, and that was it. Okay. But went out there for that, and so that was
Is it a museum?
They have stuff. You could buy stuff. You could take a bat into the batting cages and swing it. They do have gold gloves there. They have memorabilia that you can view. They have a lot of stuff. A lot of cool stuff there.
It looks like a really, really neat place.
Yeah. So I don't remember where I was going with this, but I went out there and saw that. But Andy, so we have baseball in Nashville on this weekend, and then Chaffetz has AEW Sunday night. So Andy, on the show today, we will have the man who is in the main event contender, the number one contender for the AEW championship, Swerve Strickland. Will be our guest on Weekend Joe today. We'll have that. The video portion of it will be available on the Claves Online YouTube page, to where you can hear my conversation with Swerve Strickland. and we will we'll chat it up a little bit about the pay-per-view this weekend in St. Louis at Chaffetz. Should be a fun time out there. But yeah, I don't know if I'm going to make it out there or not for that. I want to go. I will definitely try if the schedule allows, but we shall see how that goes. I will be out at the Cardinal game. I'm going up there Friday night, Andy, and I am curious to see what the Cardinals do to honor the life of Whitey Herzog, who passed away earlier this week.
Yeah, I'm sure that they'll have a nice ceremony for him, or maybe a nice video presentation at the beginning. You know, you probably don't remember much of Whitey Ball. Whitey Ball was awesome.
When's the last time the Cardinals have they worn a patch for anyone recently?
The last one I remember was Josh Hancock.
Right. No, Oscar Tavares.
It would okay. But they did not wear one for Mike Shannon.
No.
They did not wear one for Lou Brock. They did not wear one for Bob Gibson.
Those happened in the off season, though.
But you still patch up the next year, right?
So Lou Brock died September of 2020.
Okay. When did Bob Gibson die?
Bob Gibson died October of 2020. Bob Gibson died one of the three playoff games they had against the Padres.
That's right.
So I wonder if that was a COVID thing of not putting the patches on for them.
Maybe.
And I wonder if with Mike Shannon last year, I wonder if that had to do with, there has been so much happening with these jerseys lately since they've switched over to Nike and Fanatics.
Yeah.
With the production and everything surrounding that. And I do wonder if maybe that has something to do with it as well.
It could be. But yeah, I'd love for them to see a patch or something. Yeah. I'm sure that they'll have a 24 probably in the back of the mound, maybe mowed into the grass.
Right.
Center field. But, I'm sure I would be shocked if there was some kind of tribute to the Hall of Famer.
Yeah. They should do something on the wall out there. And for as many opening days as he was at,
He was there this year.
He was there this year. Yeah. He hung out in the dugout. He didn't have to ride around on the car.
Yeah,
he hadn't rode around in the car for a while. Edmonds was saying on the broadcast that he was jealous of that gig.
Yeah, I didn't know that he hadn't rode around in the car in a while.
Yeah, Edmonds was saying that he wanted to he was hoping to get to the point where he didn't have to ride around in the car anymore on opening day. That he just wanted to come out of the dugout.
I saw some fan behavior. I would be surprised if the parade continues after this year.
What do you mean?
The people that were screaming crap at Mazalak and stuff?
If something like that, I think you just... first of all, winning stops all of that.
It does.
Secondly, again, those are few idiot fans. I don't know if you heard, Klaibs and I, we were talking on the lunch show the other day, the first Live at Lowe's is taking place Friday night after the Cardinal game, and their guest will be John Mazalak. And Klaibs made it very clear. He said, if you think that we're going to be putting fingers in chests and asking questions, he goes, you got the wrong show for that.
Is it kind of a tribute to Live from Shannon's?
Yes.
That was always appointment listening after a Friday night ball game. So I'm glad they're doing those again.
Yeah, so they have that, and with a guest like John Mozeliak, it will probably go very long and be a very good interview. But Klaibs did say if you have questions about the makeup of the roster or anything of the sort, he said you could text into Frank's show with those questions. Save them for Monday and text Frank.
They need to show, his... Mazalak's, human side a little bit, I think.
I think it'll be fun. So that's why I'm heading up there to go check that out.
You gonna go help co-produce it on Camel X?
I am not. Nope. I'm gonna go up there and hang out with Ben Boyd when I go out there.
Oh, great Ben Boyd.
Yeah.
And what about your other Camel X friends? So, since you're a big star on Camel X now.
I don't know. You know what? I was texting with Matt Paul earlier. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe next off day, he has me on as a guest.
There you go.
It'd be real nice if he did that.
Well, I know you appreciate it. I'm just waiting for you to drop the bomb to him that, hey, we're bringing Hanselman on. We're going to get a little dose.
What you need to do, Andy, you need to become an expert in something. And you need to showcase that. What, now is the time. This is the time. You strike while the iron is hot right now, Andy, to get in with all the hype around the WNBA. And become that WNBA like expert in St. Louis.
I mean, okay.
Right.
Oh man.
That's what I mean, did you see like 2.5 million people watched the draft?
Saw that.
I cannot wait to see some of the ticket sales that are going to be reported for WNBA games this year and some of the ratings that they will get on TV for this.
So is Caitlin Clark not going to do the big three thing? Is she going to do WNBA?
I mean, she's doing, she got drafted by the Indiana Fever.
You know, and I saw that. No, she was, yeah, no, that was a dumb question. The question should have been, is she going to do big three as well no. as doing WNBA?
No, I think she's going to do this, and she is going to make so much money on endorsements.
Kate Martin from Everville got drafted as well, her talk mate.
Yeah, second round.
I didn't think they thought she was going to get drafted.
Well, she made second round. They thought high enough of her.
Yeah.
So it's a big time. And Caitlin Clark was on, she was on SNL over the weekend.
Saw that.
She was very funny on SNL. And I don't know when the season starts, but I'm sure that ESPN will make sure that we are very aware of when games get started.
Oh, I'm sure they will be too.
And she will be all over the TV. And I think we will, we will see a lot of primetime games. I think they were talking about all the number of games that the Indiana Fever are going to have on TV now this year.
Oh, I'm sure.
All because of Caitlin Clark and everything that she has done for the WNBA. I mean, the rating, what was it, 18 million for the national championship game?
Yeah.
For that, yeah. And then you have instances of, you know, this columnist out in Indianapolis, Greg Doyle.
Yeah, he had a bad day.
I know his stuff from before. He likes to make himself part of the story. And he had a very weird interaction with her, letting her know that if she made the heart with the hand symbol towards him, they would get along just fine.
Yeah. He said like things like I like that you're here.
Right.
Now, there was discussed this morning on TMA, and Brian Henson, who works at the Indy Star with Greg Doyle, texted and said, yeah, he's not like that. He's not a creep. He's not a weirdo. It's just, it was misunderstood. It was just kind of tongue in cheek and just trying to, you know, be funny.
That, yeah, it was going further and further with it to a 22-year-old woman.
Yes.
That was the creepy part, yes.
Yeah.
So I know he has run into controversy before, but it was strange that they did that. But 2.5 million people to watch the draft is really really quite something.
Yeah,
that they that they were able to do.
Yeah.
So
for them and good for their marketing, good for everybody, man.
It is. I mean, everybody is going to make money off of it. I mean, heck, I kind of want to go check out a WNBA game this year and see her play in person. I think it would be a pretty pretty cool experience to see something like that. So we shall see how that I don't know when the season starts. But anyway, Andy, we have Swerve Strickland coming up in just a bit. We will talk with the man who is going to face Samoa Joe at AEW Dynasty at Shea Fitz. I have heard there are very few tickets remaining, Andy, so if you are interested in getting tickets to it, I suggest you get online right now and purchase those tickets out at Shea Fitz. It's going to be a packed house Sunday night for AEW Wrestling. You have Bryan Danielson. He is in action. Adam Copeland, formerly known as Edge, is in action on the card. Lots of guys that you, lots of names that you know, out there in action this weekend. Chris Jericho has a match this weekend at AEW Dynasty, so it will be a fun night of wrestling down at Shea Fitz. Some would call it the Jewel of Midtown down there at Shea Fitz Arena. Andy, we take a break. When we come back, Swerve Strickland, and then we got some crack slippers for you right here on Weekend Joe, driven by Munganass St. Louis Acura. Munganass Burkhart Alton Toyota here on Claves Online.
You're listening to Weekend Joe here on ClavesOnline.com, sponsored by Collinsville Auto Body. Collinsville Auto Body is at 911 North Bluff Road in Collinsville. And hey, they will work with most insurance providers to get you back on the road fast. If you're in a collision with a deer or anything else, Collinsville Auto Body will help you out, as I can speak to from past experience. Plus, I've known the family that's owned Collinsville Auto Body for at least the past 20 years now, maybe even longer. And I can tell you that it's good people doing great work at Collinsville Auto Body. 911 North Bluff Road in Collinsville, another fine sponsor here of Weekend Joe.
Says here that Gray Bar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah. Construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Back here on Weekend Joe, driven by Munganass St. Louis Acura, Munganass Burkhart Alton Toyota. We talked about it earlier on in the show today. AEW Dynasty is going to be at Shea Fitz on Sunday, and this man right here is in one of the main events that night. He is contending for the AEW Championship. He is Swerve Strickland. Swerve, how you doing, man?
I'm feeling excellent, man. Been a busy day, but doing what champs do, man. A lot of media, a lot of running around, a lot of interviews. It's awesome.
And most of those have been in studios, whether they be TV or radio. And here we are doing this one as you're in the car right now, not driving. So don't have to worry about any of the swerving while you drive, or at least make sure Danny doesn't do any of that over there next to you.
Unless I direct him to.
So you guys are you guys have the show here in St. Louis. You've been, I mean, what is your mindset right now, 48 hours ahead of the biggest match of your life?
Not really thinking about it as the biggest match. Really just thinking about it as like a physical altercation that's might go a very long time in the ring. You know, there's a prize at the end of that, and that's like making history, not just the championship itself, but like just the accolade of me being in the main event is just like history making in itself, because there's never been an African-American wrestler that's main evented for AEW, let alone going for the world title, and I've done it 2 pay-per-views in a row. So this is that, just that in itself is just as an accolade, but that's not enough. You know, for me, it's like you don't just like walk through this finish line, you got to sprint through and run an extra 50 yards. That's what we got to do in this industry. So that's where my mindset is, really.
And you're going into this. You mentioned you've done this twice now. The last one was at the last pay-per-view that AEW had. It was a 3-way match. It was you, it was Samoa Joe, your opponent on Sunday, and it was Hangman Page. So you guys have eliminated Hangman from the equation, something you've been trying to do for the past year now, is just get rid of Hangman from just AEW in general. So it's one-on-one now. So talk me through how that changes for you now, just being one-on-one with a man like Samoa Joe.
That changes everything. Now is the fact that I've never faced Joe in a singles match, you know, so eliminating the distractions, eliminating like another former world champion out of the mix and just being myself one-on-one, no outside, no nothing. It's just me and a titan of a champion that we've had in Samoa Joe, which has already shown how dangerous he is throughout this whole title reign. It just shows like the threat level that he has from just our contract signing. That's big. That's honestly can be terrifying. But the fact that like I don't stay down, if anything, like I've stumbled, I've been dropped, I've been beaten down, but I've always gotten back up and I've always progressed forward after every time I've gotten back up, you know, and this is the opportunity to just like progress forward to the point where like I finally succeed and get what's mine. And that's that world championship. I want that so bad. I want it more than anybody else. And that's what this business is about. Like getting is about getting after something that you just want it more than the next guy.
I don't think I realized this until I was looking it up earlier. Samoa Joe, 45 years old. He has been around the wrestling business for, I mean, about three decades now, looking at all the different companies and all the different matches that he has worked in. So what's something that you can do to Samoa Joe on Sunday, something that he's never experienced, something that he's never seen before? Is there something that Swerve Strickland can bring to the table that'll knock Joe off his game?
I think that's already been shown. I think the fact that, like, he's literally beaten me down, bloodied me up with a steel chain and put me through a table, and then the fact that I come back next week and I attack him before he even realized. He thought he could just walk over me and just go to another match to move on with his life. It was like, no, I'm still here, and I'm going to take you on face-to-face every time, and I'm going to come back again and then take you on face-to-face every time and then come back again and stomp out your security, look you dead in your eye, and tell you that I'm going to take your championship away from you. That already has solidified the fact that he's never faced anybody or seen anybody quite like me before. And that's what you got to do. That's what my goal was, to get that out of, I had to get that out of the way before the championship so he understands that he really can't figure me out.
You have been just red hot now for the past year plus in AEW, just stacking up win after win. The rivalry that you had with Hangman back in 2023 was probably one of the top rivalries in all of wrestling that year. And we saw this shift. We saw this change in Swerve Strickland where you kind of went from being hated to now kind of a fan favorite. And it doesn't seem like you've done a whole lot different outside of just gone out there and wrestled. Can you explain that kind of shift in the crowd reaction that you've gotten?
I think the people just connected and they understood what I'm fighting for. I think that's as simple as that. People understood that, like, you know what? This guy is like fighting for a lot more than just trying to just like pad his stats and the accolades of AEW and pro wrestling. This guy really, really like has gotten the wrong end. He's been dealt a bad hand, and he's doing whatever he has to do to whoever he has to do it to get what he feels like he rightfully deserves. And he works hard for it. You know, I've worked hard for it. I do have the talent. I do have the ability. Like, everything's there. I've worked hard to earn those type of things. And I'm not, this time, I'm taking my destiny in my own hands. You know, I'm taking what I want, not just like waiting around and waiting for my career to just fluster and never get the opportunity. No, I'm going to go after it. I'm going to take it. And I'll take it from someone who feels like they don't deserve it, you know? And that's where me and Hangman's story really resonated with people, is the fact that like Hangman's been at the top of the mountain and he's still could have everything that he wanted to, but he kind of just like became very passive and content. And that's what you prey on. That's what guys like me who are still starving and eating and trying to get up there, I'm going to take advantage of the fact that you feel passive. I'm going to take your spot from you. And I think people have felt like that in their life, and they see that story. And then the fact you added me and Prince Nana, it just became entertaining in itself, and people truly enjoy getting into my matches. But I feel like the story was really engaging, and it connected with a lot of people for the fact that they've been in that situation in life, and they've had to do some bad things to get what they felt like they deserved because they were wrongfully taken away from them.
Hey, you've done some bad thing. I mean, 5 months ago, Swerve, you broke into a man's house and stood over the crib of his baby. 5 months later, now you have fans cheering for you. Wrestling fans are crazy with how quick they will just turn on you one way or another.
Yeah, but
that might be the quickest. That might be one of the fastest, I think, changes in crowd reaction to what you did and how bad that was what you did to now the crowd behind you today. I don't know in the history of wrestling if there's been a quicker change in character like that.
I think another reason that people kind of turned and went with that is because it was something unique and something they've never really seen done in a way that, you know, is it wrong? Nobody was harmed in the making of that film. I think there's a little sentiment of people be like, you know what? Was anybody really hurt? Was any harm really done? If not, that was pretty cool. We'll give them a pass.
It's long-term storytelling. So once it's done and over with, then you can look back on it and you can spin it whatever way you want, right?
Yeah. Well, now that the wise Hangman, whatever he does, you know, so.
As you go into Dynasty this Sunday, you guys are at Chaffetz, first pay-per-view, AEW pay-per-view in St. Louis. We have 12 matches on the card for the show on Sunday. Swerve, like I said, you're in the main event. You have Samoa Joe. That's a big thing that you have to worry about in your match on Sunday. Is there anything else, though? I mean, do you pay attention to anything else that's going on the card? Do you pay attention to what's going to be on the show before you?
Oh, yeah, of course, absolutely. I kind of keep my ear to the card a little bit. I keep an ear and an eye on the matches, what's going on, because, like, this is, like, such a uniquely talented, like, roster in itself. You kind of have to keep an eye on what's going on. You kind of have to keep, like, at least peek at that, what stories are being told, like, what maneuvers are being pulled off, what's, like, you know, what's causing the fans to get so on their feet. You know, you want to pay attention and keep an eye on those things. For me, it's like, I think me and Joe have the most unique story out of anybody there right now. We have like probably the biggest dynamic as well. And we have the richest prize on our side, you know? Yeah. So that like makes us just completely different from the rest of the show. A phenomenal show, probably going to be a historic show when it's all said and done.
And because one of the matches on that card, Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson, I know everybody wants to go out there and steal the show. I would assume people think that's going to be the match that steals the show. So is that something you're looking at and you're saying, all right, you know, I got to go out there and I got to top that. I got to do something to Joe. I got to get that title and I got to get people talking about me come Monday or come Wednesday at Dynamite.
I mean, those guys, like, that, you literally go on a, you're putting two of the greatest to ever do it in the last two generations together in the ring, you know. That's like a given. You know, those guys both want to fight for those guys literally want to fight for the title of best in the world, but I'm the one legitimately fighting for the title of best in the world. So I think that's what you want to take out of it, and that's the story that's going to be told at the end of a Dynasty. You know, I'll be watching everybody. I'm keeping my peripherals on almost every match, you could say, but you can't let your distractions of that take away from who's in the ring across from you, and that's Samoa Joe.
It is AEW Dynasty coming up Sunday night at Chaffetz. If you don't have your tickets yet, there are still some left. There's not many left over at Chaffetz, but there are some left. And if those get bought up, you can always order it on pay-per-view and watch it on Sunday night. And you can watch this man right here in the main event going up against Samoa Joe for the AEW Championship. He is Swerve Strickland. Who I understand, Swerve, you guys are on your way to go get some St. Louis barbecue and enjoy the rest of your time here in St. Louis. You're throwing out the first pitch at Busch Stadium on Saturday. How many first pitches have you thrown out in your life?
It'll be my second one. My first one was in the Miami Marlins. And then,
okay.
This one, big time.
You going on the mound, in front of the mound? What's your strategy?
First off, I need some warm-up pitches because last time in Miami, they did not give me a single warm-up pitch, and I was throwing with a cold shoulder. It made it to the plate, but it could have been better. I could have thrown like a real good strike zone pitch, but I was throwing cold. This time I'm going to like practice the night before in the hotel parking lot with a couple rocks in the middle of the parking lot, warm up my shoulder, ice it, and then I'm going to go in tomorrow and throw the nicest pitch you've ever seen by any celebrity pro wrestler of all time. That's my strategy.
The strategy for that is to not have your first pitch shown time and time and time again. If it never gets shown again, that means you threw a strike down the middle and nobody wants to talk about it. It's when you end up, throwing something off to the side or into the dugout, then you never live it down again. So best of luck to you throwing out the first pitch tomorrow, and even better luck on Sunday night. Hopefully you make history there at Chaffetz Arena. He is Swerve Strickland, AEW superstar. You can see him Sunday night at Chaffetz. It's AEW Dynasty here as we wrap things up here on Weekend Joe. Driven by Munganass St. Louis Acura, Munganass Burkhart, Alton Toyota. It's ClaibsOnline.com.
Calling all bobblehead collectors and animal lovers. This is one you won't want to miss. Join us at the ballpark on Saturday, May 4th, when the Cardinals host the Chicago White Sox and the 19th annual Purina Pooches in the Ballpark. That day, 25,000 fans ages 16 and older will receive a bobblehead of Adam Wainwright with his lovable retirement gift, his new pup, Louie, courtesy of Purina. For full details, visit cardinals.com/promotions.
This is Adam Wainwright, St. Louis Cardinals for the Lou.
Fashionistas, be ready. The high-demand Cardinals Purse Giveaway returns to Busch Stadium on Sunday, May 5th. That day, the Cardinals host the White Sox, and 25,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home an exclusive Cardinals purse, courtesy of Edward Jones. This tan handbag features a gold metal chain and a mystery bonus strap. Following the game, kids 15 and younger can participate in the Hi-Chew Kids Run the Bases. Full details at cardinals.com/promotions.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Final segment here, Weekend Joe, driven by Munganass St. Louis Acura, Munganass Burkhart, Alton Toyota. Hey, since we're recording this Thursday night and the interview with Swerve Strickland is on Friday afternoon, hopefully you just finished listening to the interview with Swerve Strickland, and that means everything went off without a hitch.
Yeah. So, we don't usually plug things we haven't already done, right?
I do it all the time, and everything just happens to work out. That's how it works here. And then I just don't go, instead of going back and just editing it out, I'd rather just be like, hey, it should have played. Did it? I don't know. Did you hear it or not? Great journalism here from us. Andy, as we wrap up the show today, would you please?
Joe, some stories just aren't meant to hit the mainstream news. We picked those stories up here on Weekend Joe. These are the Crack Slippers with Joe Roderick on the all-new ClaibsOnline.com.
Andy, crazy story from Central Michigan baseball. You might have seen, we were talking about the start of the show, storm damage all around the area. Maybe a tree fell on a car, caused some damage, something like that. You know, you got to call the insurance company. You have to say, hey, a tree fell on my car. I need some insurance. I need some of that money. I need some help with this. Well, Andy, the CMU, the Central Michigan University baseball team, they are going to need insurance for their team bus. Andy, they got beat the other day in, I believe it was, they got beat the other day 18-17 in 11 innings.
Okay.
On a road game. They were driving back home, and Andy, a turkey jumped out in front of the bus.
A turkey?
A turkey.
Jumped in front of the bus.
It went through the front windshield.
Oh my God.
Of the bus. There were feathers all throughout the bus. and blood throughout the bus.
Oh my God.
Andy, the turkey, the video, if you go and you search for CMU baseball and turkey, you could see the video of the dead turkey in the middle of a field, players standing around it taking pictures as another player walks through the bus with a shattered windshield. Blood everywhere. The turkey was enormous, too.
So those wild turkeys, they can fly a little bit.
Hey, this one got up high enough to get through the front windshield of a car.
They fly. So they always hang out at Gateway around number 7. There's a creek over to the right and just over to the racetrack. And they'll fly across the creek.
Yeah. That's a story to share for many, many years to come. I would recommend going and finding the video. Search CMU baseball, search turkey, and you will find the video of this. I believe I retweeted it also Thursday night, so you could see the video of the turkey that went through the bus. Andy, listen to Daily Cards Live on Friday. Chance to win Cardinal tickets this weekend. Should be a fun weekend, Andy. It's the first time, I believe, that Brian Hudson will be pitching at Busch Stadium. He is the Alton grad, big lefty, 6'8". Andy pitched for Alton High several years ago, was in the Cubs farm system, then went to the Dodgers, pitched 6 games with the Dodgers last year, getting called. Andy, look at this. This is how ironic. He got called up day of Alton's alumni game last year.
Shut up. He was going to play in the alumni game too, wasn't he?
You know what? I believe he's a 2017 grad, so he's very eligible to pitch in the alumni game.
He'd just come and deal, though.
I look very much forward, Andy, when I'm about 50 years old and he's retired from the league. I very much look forward to being a 50-year-old catcher catching bullets from him.
Do you really?
Just having it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to catch in that game when I'm 50. I might sit on a bucket.
Yeah, but I don't know that your knees are going to be able to handle that.
But Andy, he pitched 6 games for the Dodgers last year. He has already pitched 7 games for the Brewers this year. ERA under 1. So very much looking forward to seeing the Alton grad Brian Hudson pitch for the Brewers this weekend. And I will, so we'll see them out there at the ballpark. Andy, have a great weekend as well. You golfing, you getting ready for the Fan Page championship?
Yeah, I'm actually, Joe, I'm playing with the guy who cuts my hair tomorrow.
Okay.
Because when I go to the barber, we talk about golf. So we've been talking about doing this for a while. And so we're playing, so he and I are going to play tomorrow. Then I'm playing with some other friends on Saturday. And supposed to play Sunday too, but 3 days in a row is a lot of golf. So after last weekend, Joe, I probably should get out and do and not sit around anytime, but I also need to wash my undies. I need to do some laundry as well.
Okay. So. Well, you have fun with that. I will talk to you as the weekend rolls on, and we will be back again next week here on another edition of Weekend Joe, driven by Munganass St. Louis Acura, Munganass Burkhart, Alton Toyota, right here on ClaibsOnline.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Peter Munganass with Munganass St. Louis Acura, here to talk to you today about some benefits of Acura's Certified Pre-Owned program. After passing a 182-point multi-point inspection, Acura backs all of our certified pre-owned cars with a 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Munganass St. Louis Acura has new inventory arriving daily. Come on into Munganass St. Louis Acura today, meet our award-winning team, and find that perfect certified pre-owned Acura for you.